This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, Wisteria Magnolia, and a neo-psych-filled end-of-year review.
The whole place is dark. Every light on this side.
Welcome to episode 169 of A Sonic Youth. This week, and again next week, I wanted to mark the end of 2024 by playing some of my favourite tracks this year, which I didn't play or feature heavily on the show. Some songs might be from bands where I haven't thoroughly listened to their full catalogue. Others might be songs I played on earlier shows and not again since. This year, relative to last year, I've listened to quite a lot more alternative country and Americana, like Silver Jews and Bill Callahan, and a lot more shoegazy neo-psych. I'll touch on the Americana more on next week's episode, but this week, as you could hear by the show's opening track, I want to play a couple of neo-psych songs. Opening the show was the Brian Jonestown Massacre with Tombolile, which translates to English as Forgotten Graves. The Brian Jonestown Massacre, or BJM, formed in San Francisco in 1990, led by Anton Newcombe. Their name makes them instantly cool, a portmanteau of the Stones' infamous Brian Jones and the Jim Jones-led cult Jonestown, the Kool-Aid one, where 900 people died. Their first early demo tape was named Pol Pot's Pleasure Penthouse. It was their run of early studio albums through the mid-90s that are probably their most well-known. Records like Take It From The Man, Their Satanic Majesty's Second Request, and Thank God For Mental Illness. Their latest album, released in 2023, was their 20th studio record, and through that mighty discography, BJM has established themselves as possibly the greatest, or at least one of the most important bands in modern, proper psych rock. The track at the top of the show was great, but this next one is what I've been playing all year. Released as a single in 2016, both in English and French versions, Fingertips is an incredible piece of brooding, spaced-out psych jangle. I see it as both perfect lounge music, but also a truly great track to listen to more intently. Here's Fingertips. This is a Sonic Youth Year in Review, and that was the Brian Jonestown Massacre with Fingertips. Sticking with the neo-psych theme, the next song, I think, could be the greatest modern neo-psych song. Or maybe second greatest after the Brian Jonestown Massacre's Anemone. The song in question is The Only One by the Dolly Rocker Movement. They were an Australian neo-psych group together between 2002 and 2013. They released three studio albums in that time, Electric Sunshine, A Purple Journey Through the Mod Machine, and Our Day's Mind to the Time. It's that latter album which I'm most familiar with. The almost as incredible track The Ecstasy Once Told is also on that record. But The Only One is to me such a perfect neo-psych rock song. It's so beautifully layered, starting with that fuzzed out organ at the front of the mix and the acoustic guitar jangle somewhere in the middle. When the electric guitar comes in, it has the perfect amount of reverb and distance from the listener. The drums too have that reverbed jangle on the hi-hat. The song also has a bit of a loud quiet thing going on. The quiet bits allowing for the tasteful use of a couple of effects, the loud bits allowing for the electric guitar and drums to really take charge. I've always loved this song, but I was being driven home from Auckland one night and really intently listened to it, cranked up loud. That's when I decided it had to be one of the greatest examples of neo-psych.
Yeah.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was the Dolly Rocker movement with The Only One. Next up is a track from an artist that I frequently rave about on this show, Jason Molina. I've declared his album, Magnolia Electric Co., recorded with his band Songs of Hire, to be one of the very best albums of all time, and definitely the greatest modern Americana rock and roll record. While I can't bring myself to say that any song from that album is greater than Farewell Transmission, recorded live and unrehearsed in studio, in what Molina called one of the most heroic recording moments of all time, my second favourite song from Magnolia Electric Co. is John Henry's Split My Heart. Again, I've always loved this song, but more recently, and with more intense listens, it's become one of my tracks of the year. Last week I was driving through the plains just off the east coast of the North Island. I replayed this song about 5 times in a row, because it was just so perfect. Recorded by Steve Albini, Magnolia Electric Co. is one of the most roots rock sounding of Molina's albums, and John Henry is probably the loudest, most rock and roll track, perhaps in all of Molina's studio releases. I love so many things about the song. The way the rich guitars open the track before all the energy is taken out as the piano comes in. Molina then sings some of my favourite lines of all time. I stood on the 66 highway, Wisteria Magnolia by the Green Line track said don't come back, as the guitars come back in with force. The song, like so many great Americana tracks, is at least partly about the great folklore hero John Henry, the African-American railroad worker who, according to the story, died from a heart attack shortly after winning a competition against the steam-powered drill that would eventually replace him. Molina's version obviously has a more personal angle, referencing his own personal struggles.
Stood on the 66 highway. Beside the green line track.
That was Songs Ohio with John Henry's Split My Heart on a Sonic Youth. Our final song from this part one of the year in review comes from probably my sixth favourite band, but one I've barely played on the show this year. It's the definitive indie rock band, Pavement, and a favourite and underrated track from their 1997 album Brighten the Corners. Embassy Row is one of the great sing-along indie rock songs, and one of Pavement's most straightforward rock and roll songs. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.